What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham. Taking you up to 10 o'clock, Jason Lockett, for Odyssey NFL Insider. Going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes or so. If you hear me in my radio appointments with JLC, not a guy that's known to pull punches in terms of saying what is on his mind. I am eager to hear what he thinks about what happened earlier today. Terry McLaurin, this was my version of Terry going scorched earth. This was calculated. This was purposeful. And I think, based off of what we're talking about, he got his point across. We're just now joining us, Terry McLaurin, on the day that the Commanders announced their retiring Art Monk's jersey number. McLaurin spoke to the local media out at Eastern's Automotive Group, a photo shoot that he does each and every year out there. You all see the commercials all the time throughout the years. It's something that, you know, has been a part of the fabric of the DMV in terms of, you know, Redskin football team, Commander football. So you expected him to do it. I didn't think he was going to talk after. I honestly didn't, because I thought, well, if he's negotiating with the team and they're genuinely trying to make progress, I don't know what speaking to the media would do. I still don't know what speaking to the media did. It gave us something to talk about, because I'll be real. I don't know if this makes Adam Peters and company go, you see that? They're probably laughing at Terry McLaurin doing what he did today. Not to be disrespectful, but the bottom line is I don't think it does anything. I really don't. I genuinely feel like whether Terry spoke today or not, the negotiations were going to be what the negotiations are. Terry McLaurin revealed that the two sides have not spoke in over a month. That was reported by James Palmer, NFL insider for Underdog Fantasy, formerly of the NFL Network. That was reported by him a week ago. So we knew that, but it's different when you're hearing it from Terry McLaurin. The fact that the two sides haven't spoke in over a month and these negotiations are in the bad spot that everyone's saying that they're in, if McLaurin holds out of training camp, which he hinted at doing earlier today, whose side are you taking here? Are you taking McLaurin's side or are you taking the team's side? I mentioned a couple of segments ago that Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported that Terry's camp is asking for a deal that will eclipse $30 million annually. Let's move under the assumption that he's asking for the DK Metcalf AAV, $33.5 million per. If the Commanders aren't willing to budge on that number, aren't even willing to pick up the phone on that number, well, whose side are you on? Are you on Terry McLaurin's side? Or are you on the Commander's side? 1-800-636-1067. Jaime is in Manassas, wants to chime in. What's going on, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, Linnell? Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I'm upset, man. I'm going to tell you something. This guy is a perfect example of a leader on and off the field. The guy has put in number one receiver numbers ever since he got to this team. Even though we had crappy quarterback play all these years, this kid was drafted in the third round, and they were paying minimum salary. Then they restructured his deal. They gave him a new deal for $15 million a year. And this guy is putting great, great numbers. Imagine that he had a quarterback like Jaden Daniels all these years. What his numbers would be. Maybe, who knows, he might be close to a Hall of Fame wide receiver. And the guy never complained. Crappy quarterback play, year after year, never complained. Not even after a game, not even after a season. Never complain. Always being an example, a leader, going to all these functions for the team and being an example for the youth of this area, the DMV. And I don't understand why he has to go to this level of frustration and say it to the media, and they don't even talking to him or not negotiating. Remember, I know there is a side out there that says, oh, this is a new administration. They didn't draft him. It doesn't matter. He's one of our guys, the fans. He's one of us. So they have to take care of him. I know we haven't started training camp yet or anything like that, but when he expressed the frustration the way he talked, now I'm frustrated too. And they have to take care of him. That's the right thing to do.
I agree, Jaime. I appreciate your call as always, man. It's interesting to hear a fan's perspective now saying, well, Terry's now openly frustrated. I'm now openly frustrated. It just honestly speaks to how stand-up of an individual Terry's been since he's been here in the nation's capital. I mean, I don't remember the last time we have seen this fan base go to bat behind a guy the way that you all are going to bat behind Terry McLaurin. And I don't think you're wrong for going to bat for him. I think he is a stand-up individual. I think he does model everything that it means to be a commander. And I just keep going back to the tone of what he had to say today. Like, he was frustrated. He was. And for good reason, man. I just feel like, to this point, there's really only one thing that the Commanders could do to make this right outside of extending McLaurin. Will they do that is the question. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Ben, can we get cut number 7 ready? This was Terry McLaurin earlier today being pretty honest about, well, what's the holdup when it comes to these contract negotiations right now?
What is the disconnect as you see it? Is it just, I mean, beyond how they're treating you, the tone perhaps, is it just money? Is it your age? I know that's been mentioned at the time. What do you see as the disconnect?
I'll try to keep the specifics of it between, you know, my agent and the team, but, I think there is a disconnect of the value of what I bring to the table and how that applies to not only the fair market deal and the fair market value, but what I've proven up until this point, and what I still know I can do at a very high level. And just speaking to the point of, you know, you bringing up age, like, obviously that is a part of the NFL. You know, I mean, Father Time is undefeated. But I think it's unfortunate that a general data point, not just for myself, but in general, is just used and not by a case-by-case basis. In my case, I've been blessed by the Lord and the actions that I take care of my body. I've never had a major surgery in my entire career. Thank God for that, you know what I mean? And on top of the work that I put in. But also, I haven't missed a game in four or five years. And I don't miss practice. I play every game. And so who's to say, coming off this last season, I won't continue to play at a high level? I believe that. I truly do. And I know I'm going to put the work in to continue to do that at a high level and be bought in and be unselfish and be the guy that I know I've been. And to be quite frank with you, like, you know, even when it comes to guys who are approaching 30, like, my case is different not only from a health standpoint, but this is only going to be my 7th year. A lot of people may not know my story, but at Ohio State, I really didn't play a lot my first 2 years. There's not a lot of tread on my tires. This is the first year we made a deep playoff run. You know what I mean? And I've been extremely healthy through all of that. And so I'm not under the understanding that 30 just applies to me. I'm not dismissing that completely. You know what I mean? There are data points that support that. But how come it's not okay to honor and see, okay, this may be a different case? And based on what he's proven and showing no signs of deterioration, like, you know, I feel like that should be acknowledged as well. And so in general, you hope that there's a case-by-case basis and not a group thinking of, hey, this is this age group and, you know, they fit in this age group, so this is how we're going to treat them. I don't think that's quite right. It's the business. It depends on how each organization and front office see it. So, you know, that's kind of how that is. But, you know, 30 ain't old. You know what I mean? People making it seem like I need to start getting fitted for a walker and a cane. You know what I mean? No disrespect. You know what I mean? Because with age comes wisdom. You know what I mean? And I think my game is going to continue to mature in a great way as I go out through the course of the end of my career. And I don't think that's right now. I don't think that's near. And my ability to make catches at the catch point, people call it contested catches. I call it winning at the catch point. You know what I mean? I think that'll continue to stay. My speed, I still am a 4-3 guy. I'm the same guy just in January, you know, was able to take a slant in the NFC Championship game in a screen for a touchdown. I don't think that changes in 6 months, especially without no major injuries. And so, you know, I know that was a long, drawn-out answer, but I just wanted to kind of, you know, address that standpoint. But the specifics of the negotiations, I want to keep, you know, in-house as much as possible. But just speaking to the point of age and things like that, and I kind of.
That was Terry McLaurin's way of telling the local media and us as fans, I don't give.
Hello?
What's going on, Mike?
Hello?
You there, Mike? What's going on, Mike? You there?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, I called in earlier with Brent, and I expressed that I feel like he was heading towards that DK deal, and now that the reports, you're saying the reports is the $30 million, I don't understand why the deal hasn't been done yet.
Mike, but that's what I'm saying, brother, and now I'm getting – see, yeah. And I'm not supposed to be the guy that wears his emotions on his sleeve and picks the side. But, like, if he's only asking for DK Metcalf's deal and they're not willing to cave in on that, they're tripping.
Tripping, because he's much better, in my opinion, than DK. But
he's more available than DK. He's better than DK.
Yes, he'd have been through two injuries. He started off his career with a neck injury. I just don't understand. But I just wanted to ask you guys a question, like, who has the leverage in this situation? Because I was talking to my family members about the same thing a little bit earlier, like, who has the leverage? Like, how can this benefit us Washington Commanders in the long run? Like, who has the leverage?
I think, honestly, the team has the leverage right now. That's the tough part about where things stand. I do think the team has all of the leverage in the world because Terry's under contract for this year. He has to play. And if he doesn't show up and if he doesn't play, he's going to get fined. And if he holds out long enough, then he's not going to be able to hit free agency at season's end because he won't get the accrued season.
Yes,
so the team has all the leverage.
I also think in that point, like, we cannot go from last year in NFC Championship, the best year we had in 20 years, 25 years, or whatever the case may be, to now we about to not have our star receiver, our best receiver, I would say. And now we just, you know, we cannot do that. So, like, where's the middle ground? Like, where's the middle ground? Where's we going to come from? And that's all I really had to say about the situation, because it is disappointing as a fan. But as fans, I feel like I'm always going to be a fan of the team no matter what player is here. But right. It's also, like, disrespectful in a way, too.
Yeah. I definitely hear what you're saying. It's, yeah, for sure. And I definitely, I hear what you all are saying. It's what makes this negotiation so tough. It's what makes this negotiation so difficult. Man, it's hard here because I'm asking you all, well, whose side are you on? I haven't even answered the question my damn self. I guess I'm on McLaurin's side. I'm on McLaurin's side if what Rappaport is reporting is true. Ian Rappaport, this was, I'm trying to get the timestamp here real quick. Less than an hour ago, wasn't too long ago, where Rap Sheet put out on his X account that, hey, look, This is 59 minutes ago. Terry McLaurin wants a new deal, one that eclipses $30 million per, and he's not thrilled that it hasn't happened. If we're moving under the premise that Terry McLaurin is only looking for a deal between $30 to $33 million and Washington's not budging on that, if that is the case, whose side are you on here in terms of why this thing isn't done? Are you team Terry or are you team Commanders? To me, if what Rappaport is reporting, what Rappaport is reporting is such a tongue twister. I got to find a better way to say that. If what Rap Sheet is saying is true, then I'm 100% on Terry McLaurin's side, and I'm now questioning Adam Peters and company. Because if you aren't going to budge on a number that's not really astronomical, then what are you doing here? Are you trying to hold Terry hostage? If you're not going to budge on the number, just trade him. Like, it's so frustrating because I get the idea that, look, like, they don't really have any leverage here. And that's the part that stinks about all of this. Terry doesn't really have leverage. But I think what he did today was exercise a negotiating tactic, and that's getting the public on his side. And one thing we've known about public outcries from this fan base, they work. Look at the uniforms you all cried and moaned and groaned about. You got them back, didn't you? You all cried and moaned and groaned about getting back to D.C. That's about to happen, isn't it? Josh Harris and company know when the pressure from the fan base is loud enough, this organization is caved time and time again. So kudos to Terry for taking it to the people. Just want to see what type of impact the people are ultimately going to have. Joe is in Vienna, wants to chime in. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
I'm good, man.
You hearing me?
Yeah, I got you, brother. I'm good.
All right. You know, I really do not believe it's about the money. You know, I am quite positive that they are willing to give him whatever amount of money he wants, $30,000,
$31,000, $32,000, $33,000. Million,
Joe. They're willing to pay him the money. He's worth the money. They know that. But they just, I think it's the years. I'm thinking maybe Terry wants to go 3 years and earn that money.
The way this sounds, I'm going
to
let you go
five,
here real quick, Joe, because we're up against
to earn that money.
Let's drop Joe, Ben. Let's drop Joe. I don't, and I'll answer you off here. Just it's difficult. I'm not trying to talk over you guys, but when you say something that makes my brain jump out of my head, I got to interrupt you. It's not about the length of the contract. It's clearly about the money here. It's not about the length of the deal. The length of the deal is only going to go so far. Terry knows he's only getting a 3-year deal. Point blank. He's 30 damn years old. It's not about the years here. I think it's strictly about the money. And what Rappaport is reporting is it's about the AAV, how much money per year. I think the Commanders are moving under the impression that, well, hey, we could just give him Mike Evans' deal. Mike Evans is under a contract right now. And I'm going to go click on Mike Evans' current deal. When he renegotiated with Tampa, it was on a deal that's set to pay him, I think it was $29 million guaranteed at signing. And then it would be $22 the next year. So basically they're trying to give him a deal that's under $30 million per. And, like, I understand it's not the drawn out answer that you all are looking for. But the bottom line to me is this. If they're not willing to pay Terry more than $30 million per, then they're lowballing him. They are. They're lowballing Terry McLaurin to this point. And the frustrating part about it is I don't really know what the team stands to benefit from lowballing Terry McLaurin. I just don't here. I just don't. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Jason Lockenfour, Odyssey NFL Insider, going to join us coming up here momentarily. Let's go to Sharif in Upper Marlboro. Wants to chime in. What's up, Sharif? Let's go to Rob in D.C. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Rob?
The nail.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, brother?
Hey. All right, look here, man. I got McLaren and I got Metcalf, both of my fantasy teams, so I'm unbiased, okay?
I get that. Right.
But I want McLaren here, and I want him to have a great season. I don't want him to go somewhere else and not put up the numbers like he can put up here. But you're tripping, dog. He's not better than Metcalf. The numbers are identical almost. And Metcalf's 2 years younger. He's getting like $30 million a year. I mean, it's guaranteed. It's not. I think Evans been getting like $20 a year. He get like $40 million.
Metcalf, DK Metcalf, the current contract that he's on pays him $33 million annually. He had $60 million guaranteed at signing. So,
yeah. So
if that is what Terry
year,
is asking,
4 years.
If that's what Terry is asking for, I think that's what he deserves. You're gonna sit, you're gonna realistically look me in the face and or talk to me over the phone and tell me that you think DK is better than Terry?
Yes, and I'm not gonna say better.
I didn't say better.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Said the same, identical, dog. And I'm just saying he's younger, so you gotta think. He might have some more upside, and he did have a 1,300-yard season, Metcalf did. So, and Metcalf could realistically have an A.J. Brown-type season. Now, I'm not hating on Terry, but I'm like this, dog. If Terry gets paid a reasonable amount, I'm not going to be one of these fans that's not realistic. Terry is a top 10 receiver in the league, which I had the argument today. He is not top 5, dog. I'm sorry.
Well, if somebody's arguing that, you check what's in that cup.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But in reality, man, it's a tough negotiation. We got Jason Lock and Ford coming up on the other side. Let's get to Reggie in D.C. before we hit the break. What's going on, Reg?
What's going on, L Boogie? Hey, look, man, you know I call you, man, during halftime, and we gloating and all this, man. Listen, sure, I'm on the sure. other side. I'm on the other side, man. I hate that, and I'm disappointed that Terry did this, man, because, wow. again, he's been through – think about it, L Boogie. He didn't been through trash for 6 years. We didn't hear him cry because he signed this contract 3 years ago, right? We yep. didn't hear him cry when they're losing or nothing, right? He could have just did a Micah, showed up to camp, right, fulfilled the last year of his contract, and let the chips fall. For him to do this now, right, it shows me that we're not paying him, man. He's going to play. He has yeah, no choice but to fulfill this contract, and then we might get to this point next year, and then he's under the franchise tag. But it don't seem like just hearing him and training camp is next week that whatever the issue is, it's not going to get resolved in 7 days because it would have been already resolved. The only thing I don't like is I don't like the fact, man, that he aired out the dirty laundry. Sometimes, man, you don't need to call your boys and tell your boys you and your wife going through it. It's between y'all. You just sit back. You know it's a business. You went through this 3 years ago when you didn't get the contract done, I think, until late June, early July or something like that. Now, it's obvious, though, that you felt like, nah, it's a little different than last time because this ain't Snyder in them. These boys right here don't feel like, you know, not necessarily I'm worth it, but you was hearing what he was saying. Linnell, you can't get this man $32, $33 million.
Why can't you?
He's starting the season. He'll be 30 years old. You can't do that, man. You can't do that. You got to get this dude the T. Higgins deal, $28, $29 million. And I, because he kept saying little key words like the market, you know, it's set, and, you know, I just want my worth and blah, 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 blah. And I don't, again, do I think that he's a valuable asset to the team? Absolutely. But it's got to be fair. And then also, I just didn't appreciate how he did it. The format that he did it on, you don't do that, man. And especially when he's been Mr. Commander. Now all of a sudden you want to play the, you know, Chase, you know, the Jamar Chase, the T. Higgins, the typical Deebo wide receiver card. I'm a little disappointed, man. I think that was a bad move. I think that really was a bad move. I appreciate the show, man.
Reggie, I appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockett Fora joins us next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
+1 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. It has been a very tumultuous day here in our nation's capital. Terry McLaurin using his negotiating power to take his frustrations to the public. Eastern's Automotive Shoe earlier today, something that he does every year. I didn't expect him to speak to the media after. Not only did he speak to the media after, he aired the Washington Commanders out. Hadn't been conversations in over a month. Plus, I have been warning you that these negotiations had the potential to get messy. I ultimately still feel like he will play out this year with the team. Does he get the extension that he's hoping for? I don't know. But I will say this. Adam Peters and company are towing a fine line here. Because if you can't tell by the public outrage, people are a little bit frustrated and puzzled as to why these negotiations are so difficult. And a lot of it has to do with Terry's age. But if Ian Rappaport's report is true, that Terry is only asking for a deal that will eclipse $30 million annually and AP and company aren't willing to budge on that, I think I may be Team Terry at this point. Right now, though, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline. For the first time this show, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. JLC, what's going on, brother? 1 week out from camp, are you getting extra sleep? Because you know it's about to be that time of year for you all.
I was about to say this is like, you know, supposed to be the calm before the storm, but there are definitely some storms brewing your way. There's some storms in Cincinnati. There's some storms in Pittsburgh. There's some storms with second-round picks around the league as the battle over contract language has raged in a way that it hasn't in years. It's probably been a couple weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks since we last talked about this, and certainly it had the potential to get thorny. And the Commanders didn't seem to have much of a sense of urgency with this through the entire offseason, right on into July. Obviously, Terry wasn't happy about it, and that came through quite a bit today.
You can read Jason Lockenfora's work in the Washington Post as well, one of the most plugged-in NFL insiders in the business. Always love having you on, my friend, so we appreciate you making some time for us. The last time we spoke about this, there was a tone that you spoke about this with that really was interesting to me. I want to know if you feel the same way here, and you kind of just alluded to it. Do you feel like the Commanders are dragging their feet in this negotiation? Yeah. And if so, why?
Well, they're clearly hesitant to pay in market value. I don't know how else to, you know, they have one would have to think that they have reservations, which to me is odd because he's a real one and they haven't had a whole lot of real ones around there. And he's a real one in the locker room. He's a real one on the practice field. He's a real one game day. He's a real one in the community. And he's had to deal with a lot of S really the whole time he was there until last year. Now, I know maybe he's not their guy. Again, it seems like you might be able to see how they've kind of been picking people who are theirs and people maybe who they're hesitant about for whatever reason, even though they predated them and even though the reputation on field and off is pristine. This would have been the first guy I put my arms around and said, hey, you came through that stuff and you did it with flying colors and you embody what we want it to mean to be a commander. You know, you did it as a R-skin, you did it as a whatever, WTF or whatever they were.
Football teamer, Jason. Yeah, yeah. Football teamer.
And now, you know what I mean? As emotionally as intelligent as they seem to be and as their peers around the league think they are, I think they missed the mark entirely with this from the onset. But look, the wide receiver market has changed dramatically. That's a fact. And this guy, I don't know how you could claim his market value. Is it, you know, 33 to 35 million? And if they don't want to do it, somebody else probably will. And we can quibble about, you know, how much in the year three is fully guaranteed and where the full guarantees end and how much money's in the first 3 years of the deal. But I don't know really what more you could ask of him to deal with all the baloney coaches and baloney coordinators and baloney quarterbacks that he did. And for them, rather than sort of tacitly acknowledge that immediately and again sort of hold him up, they've made him sort of beg and grovel a little bit. And it's, yeah. it doesn't make sense to me, but we're deep enough into this thing now that it has spilled out publicly. And for a player like that, with that reputation, to kind of feel like he had to go to this length speaks volumes. Now, again, that doesn't mean you can't put the genie back in the bottle and, you know, put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I'm old enough to remember Lamar Jackson putting on his social media, "I don't ever want to play for the Ravens again." We know how that. So money solves all. But these are also human beings, and an elephant never forgets. And I'll be real interested to see this time around if Lamar Jackson makes the Ravens squirm the way they tried to make him squirm. And for this player to have to come out and kind of do what he had to do today, it shouldn't have taken all that.
So, Jason, one thing that Terry said that I thought was pretty interesting, but he said, quote, "I want to be here. I want to make that abundantly clear." Despite him saying that, first of all, why do you think he felt the need to come out and say that? And then, two, how far away do you think we are to having that be a real possibility of the Commanders fielding calls for him? Or do you think we're already there?
Well, that's up to them, you know. I mean, that's the player doesn't have much of a say in that. I think he's saying that's his way of saying, I mean, these guys, you don't want to negotiate publicly, but I think that's his way of saying, look, I'm not asking for them to play a premium to keep me here. I'm asking them to give me market value now, you know, and what I perceive to be fair market value now. After we've seen another offseason, we've had the Jefferson deal, we've had the both Cincinnati receivers, you know, so, and then we had the Garrett Wilson thing today. So it's like, I think that's his way of saying, look, I am acknowledging where I belong in that pecking order. I'm not making them pay me $5 million more, $8 million more to stay here. I think that's his way of saying this isn't a Myles Garrett situation. I haven't played the trade card and then eventually rescind it because they threw enough money at me to make me not want to go somewhere else. I think it was his way of saying, look, for now, all I want is what I think I'm worth, but they're not willing to go there. And the longer they go without going there, and the more time I have to sit and stew on this, you know, my end of things could change. I mean, I can tell you a year ago before before everything worked out with Daniels, I think there was a part of him that was thinking, man, all I've been through, you know, if we don't have a real quarterback now, get me out of here, man. I don't want to waste what I have left, you know what I mean, on 5-win teams. And then I know that it was a real shot in the arm and a real shot of adrenaline and the chance to play with that young man. Had that not happened, I think the tone would have been different. I think this would have come to a head by now. And I think he might be out of there. The fact that they have him changed everything, but then you still have to back it up financially. And the bottom line is you can't pay that quarterback for another 2 years, even if you wanted to. So, I mean, does it make sense to take on Debo and keep a bunch of, you know, 35-year-old tight end around and this, that, and the other when, you know, rather than start buying future years on the best player of your offense? You know, they've chosen to do it that other way. But if you add up all that other spending, mean, I think it's probably pretty equivalent to what he's asking for, you know, on an APY basis.
So Rappaport came out and said he's asking for the DK deal. I think that would be considered market value. What other potential holdups do you think would be in this thing? I saw someone reference the guarantees being something that could potentially hold this thing up as well. Let's just say, Jason, that both sides are unable to come to a contract extension. Do you think the relationship is in a good enough spot to where they give him a sweetener for this year, get him up to that $30 million mark for this year because he's currently slated to make $22.5 million? I know there's a way that they can just give him bonus money and have him play this year out and then renegotiate at season's end. Do you think that's on the table here?
I mean, he's saying they haven't had a whole lot of discussion, right? I mean, you can always add incentives. You can always sweeten the pot. You can add really attainable incentives. You can add, you know, to games played incentives, which is, I mean, as long as you're healthy, you're going to get an additional this, that, or the other. Sure. There are definitely ways you can extend the financial olive branch. But, yeah, I just...
If we haven't gotten there yet, then, like,
you've got a window here, right, to buy him through your quarterback's rookie contract. And I think if I'm him, I'm wondering why they don't want to do that. Why? You know what I mean? Like, why they don't want to buy two more years, right, and take me up to him and add two more years at market value and fully guarantee that, and then, you know, we'll that third year and fourth year, we'll play around with different poison pills for based on cap or whatever, where I have some wiggle room and you have some wiggle room. But the fact that they're adding all these other pieces and didn't want to tie him to the quarterback through his, you know, first 3 years has to strike him as odd.
For sure. I totally agree. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Big picture here, when you're looking at this football team and how they could potentially move forward, if this drags out into the regular season and they're going to have to be without Terry during regular season action, how much differently does it make you look at the Washington Commanders as a contender and a threat in the NFC?
I mean, it's hard these days to, you know what I mean, to do that.
Yeah,
and it's hard when you're talking about walking away from that kind of money, and it's hard from, you know, the way the CBA is the way this CBA handles true holdouts. It's pretty draconian. So I don't know about that, but I mean, you know, this is a guy who regulates the locker room. This is a pro's pro. This is a guy everybody looks to for how to prepare and how to conduct yourself. And if he's at odds with the organization, it's going to show up in body language. It's going to, you know, like that's less than ideal considering it's been all sort of roses and cherries around here for a while. You know, how does it affect the team? I think they're going to have a hard time replicating what they did last year, and, you know, especially in the postseason. I just think that's a big ask. You don't see that happen very often with teams where the coach just got there and the quarterback is only going into his second year. And, you know, call it regression, call it whatever you want. I don't think they're falling off a cliff. I think he's too good. I think there's enough stability there now. But, you know, the pass rush, you know, I look at that and wonder a little bit. You know, the run game, how much will he run? Will Daniels be running less, you know, for whatever reason? And how much could that limit some of the dynamism there? It was not a very dynamic run game for much of the year. You know, are they where they need to be in the trenches on both sides of the ball? And I think there's still fair questions to be asked about them. People are going to approach them differently this year, and they're obviously playing what appears to be a tougher schedule on paper. I think that conference is the balance of power and the pendulum swinging a little bit for me back towards the NFC maybe. So I think they're going to struggle to replicate last year's levels of success. That doesn't mean that they won't have a good season.
I'll let you go on this, Jason, as we're up against the clock. Appreciate you, as always, providing plenty of insight. Does your gut feel tell you that something gets resolved here soon? Or do you think we're just at the beginning of this rodeo?
I mean, look, this is, these things can, gaps can be closed pretty quickly. Okay. You know, they just can. And there's still plenty of wiggle room here before we get into the deep, the thick of this. And the preseason games don't matter for him. It's not like he's going to do anything in those. It's not like it's a new scheme. It's not like the quarterback isn't already fully invested in everything. So they've got, I mean, this is something, we see these things happen right on the eve of the first regular season game. So there is still plenty of time here, but I think he was trying to get their attention a little bit and have them engage with him a little bit more. And maybe this is something that clearly he'd rather have done before training camp starts than before the first, you know, than right before the start of the regular season.
Wow. Messy, messy day here in our nation's capital. Jason, did you realize they announced that they're retiring Art Monk's jersey during the season?
I saw that.
Yeah, kind of got buried. Everything that they posted under that cute post for Art was pay Terry, pay Terry, pay Terry. Got to think that was very specific from Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin speaking to the media on this day. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Jason, we appreciate you as always, my man. Have a good night.
My pleasure. Have a great night. Thank you.
That is Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockett, for host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you up to speed on Wizards Summer League. Plus, we'll let you hear more from Terry McLaurin. Plus, I'll tell you why I actually have a bone to pick with the Washington Wizards organization for who isn't playing tonight. That is next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.